I remember the day I was no more than a boy, working in an oxide plant at the back of North Fitzroy. Bert Gilchrist told the gaffer, 'cause Bert Gilchrist had the clout. He said they'd given Gough the bullet, and the lads are walking out. And we walked right up that job while the gaffer held the door, and watched it on the telly in a TV rental store. It was one hell of a situation, the kind you just can't gauge. There was Gough on the steps of Parliament House, staying down, maintaining the rage. In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. There was violence in the air as I walked back home at night. Everyone you'd meet was getting ready for the fight, saying if they're out for trouble, then trouble's what they'll get. We started out a colony, do they think we're a colony yet? In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia vaulted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. But as the weeks went by, the anger turned to mild relief. Looks were freed like magic, and I watched in disbelief to see a scam so blatant, so jacked up and full of holes, and the people in the thousands endorsed it at the polls. In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. They had it coming, somewhere closer to the mark. Who spoke about conspiracy, sinister and dark? But history records it, and the story will be read when we let them take democracy and stand it on its head. In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cat push it out. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cat push it out.